Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 610. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Art Deco from Victoria, BC. The song was called Runaway. It's on the album After the Head Rush, which came out June 24th on Paperbag Records. This album very much picks up where the last one left off, taking those influences, glam for the most part, and letting them marinate a bit more, creating the band's own sound in this time, and a little less cartoony. Of course, if you like cartoons as much as I do, how you rank them, well, that's up to you. I got lots of music for you this week. How about a track from Fime? This one's called White Collar Gold.
You wait in line a few years old. You call the shots, steadfast and sober, a patrician point of view. You play the boss and I'm the soldier.
We'll be right back.
It's an odd pairing there, but I hope you'll allow it. We just heard from Stud Count from Philadelphia with the song Give Me Time. That's on the band's full-length self-titled debut that comes out Friday, July 22nd on Smart Punk Records. It's a little less power pop, a little more punk rock than I expected, but I still enjoy it, especially that guitar tone there, so processed and blitz-like. Before that, we heard from Fime with the song White Collar Gold. That's on the band's album Sweeter Memory, which came out July 1st on Forge Artifacts Records. That band from LA there has a lot of things going on. I think you should listen to that album, but you're going to find something you really enjoy on that, from kind of straight up emo to, I don't know, alt country fills to it. It's in there and it's good. Anyway, we're going to continue on here. Here's something from Marine Research. The song's called Bad Dreams.
And years ago, well, I knew I had to go. Felt these wooden walls closing in on me, hell dressed up as a hoe.
It is 10 years ago today since you upped and went away. Up to print your name in the halls of fame, I missed you more than I could say.
Dakota,
Nevada.
Right back.
Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Merry Widows from Wallangang in Australia. The song Another Also Ran. That's from a 5-song digital-only EP called Password that came out in 2016, thanks to Ice Cream Man, Power Pop, and More Records. Something that just popped onto my radar when someone I follow on Bandcamp purchased that one, and to be a lemming, I purchased it too, and it's really good. That song there reminds me a bit of Joe Jackson, but it's a bit of power pop, a bit of indie pop. It's got a lot of things happening. I should investigate more from the Merry Widows. If it's all like that, I need to buy it all. And then before that, we heard from Marine Research from Oxford. The song's called Bad Dreams, and you can find that on a John Pill session that was recorded in 1999. Just released, however, July 16th of this year on Precious Recordings of London as a gatefold 7-inch. That song there, a new one that was never released at the time, and I'm very happy to have it. I miss that band a lot. But most of those members continue on as other bands that I play here on the podcast all the time. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. I got something new here from Wire. This one's called Oh No, Not So, Save the Bullet.
Waiting for a savior. Not so waiting for a savior. want a raper. And then he drops a knife. Oh, you should have read the paper. Not done waiting for a singer. You didn't think that help would arrive in time. You're a sad one, such a sad one. You didn't think that beauty can but end in time. You're a bad time in the pipeline. Didn't think that time could drag so slow. Feel him heaving, feel like screaming. Now the lights are stalling at your pulse. Let's go, now you're pulling, send a bullet.
That one sounds like the Beatles. It's because it includes members of Badfinger. That is the band The Dodgers from the band's 1978 album Love on the Rebound. That song is called Don't Know What You're Doing. That band released, I think, a couple of 7-inches, and then that album, and then they vanished. It's never even been released on CD or digital, I don't think, but you can find that one on vinyl fairly easily and fairly cheaply. Before that, we heard from Wire with the song Oh No, Not So, Save the Bullet. That's from the Not About to Die compilation that just came out April of this year on the band's own Pink Flag Records. Though it came out years ago as a bootleg, it's all demos that were basically recorded for the band's second and third album, but in the style of the band's first album. So as we all know, the first three Wire albums are a trinity of sorts, and this is somehow that fourth leg of that three-legged stool. Such great recordings, and some songs that never made it to the albums, like that one, and then some recordings of others that didn't show up until the second or third album in a radically different form. And somehow, as someone who doesn't care about demos and such, I really like this album. Though if you have the special edition CD versions of the second and third album, then you don't really need this because these songs are included on that. But this is all together in one handy place, and it makes for a good listening for a whole album of could-have-beens, and I like that. Anyway, I guess I should stop talking here. We're out of time. I should let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 610. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me in your favorite social media network like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. We got lots coming up here. On the 19th, Motley Crue and Friends are coming to Kauffman. I don't have tickets for that. Someone should send me. Or the 19th, you can see Advanced Bass at Manor Records, and that one should be fantastic. On the 22nd, Ultimate Facebook is at the Bottleneck. The Shins are at the Midland on the 27th. Drifter is playing the Replay on the 29th. Or Retta Moon is playing at the Ship with Montez at Odds. On the 29th, Tiny Moving Parts are coming to the Granada. The 31st, L.A. Witch are at Record Bar. Look in the August, on the 1st, Uncouth is playing Farewell. Pigeon Pit is playing Club Sandwich. On the 3rd, Horse Jumper of Love at Farewell. On the 5th, Eggs of on Mars at Manor House. On the 6th, Arson Class has a show coming up at the Brick. On the 8th, Courtney Love, Lucy Dacus at the Midlands. 9th, Murder by Death at Lemonade Park or Ian Sweet at Record Bar. And we'll call that enough for now. Look at the website. Only one new thing out there. There's photos and videos and my thought of that Bright Eyes and Hooray for Riff Raff show that happened, oh, so long ago now. But I guess last week, me not showing up to do a podcast, it just delays everything. Anyway, one track left here. I'm going to play something from the new Damian Gerardo. The song is called Taped in Front of a Live Studio Audience. It's on the new album Reggae Film Star, which came out June 24th of this year on his own Maricopa Records. He's based out of Seattle, of course. This album feels like a Damian Gerardo album. Not quite the punch of some of the last couple ones, but the last couple ones have been, oh gosh, career highlights. So this one's just solidly good. And if you find this one on a social or a streaming media site, you'll listen to it and you'll say, yes, this is a good album. I should probably own this too. So let's end things here. This is Damian Gerardo with Taped in Front of a Live Studio Audience. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Drove me home 7 in the morning. Must be at work by 10. Rolling up her sleeves, kissing her children, wanting so badly to be asleep. But the day upstairs, who's screaming at the top of the lungs? Well, I don't have time and my patience is running thin. Closing her eyes, 7 in the morning. Leaders are best to stay awake. Leaning in a chair, our conversations lingering above us like a cloud. But the day has plans and you want it upstairs. Who's screaming at the top of the lungs? Well, I don't have time and my patience is running thin. Who's picking the kids? kids up after school. Have we decided who's picking the kids up after school?